So the topic for today is the sugya of Milui L'Mum Tzimun Shliach. It's obviously a very, very big topic. I'm not going to discuss the whole thing. I want to focus on two points. The first is the famous sheet in the Ma'arit that Milui is a problem even for the Shliach Rishon. Let's just give a little background. The Mishnah here in Gittin Ayin Aleph, Amru lo nichtav get l'ishtecha v'amru lehen k'sovu. So they offer to write a get. He says, fine. Amru lo sofer. Instead of writing it, they tell the sofer, So the Gemara says, "Time is la'amar tnu, ha'amar tnu nosnim." If they were to say tnu, that would be sufficient. Mani or mei or damar mili mizul shlech. Eim asefa, ad sheyomer l'sof k'sov l'edim k'somu. Eim asan l'Rav Yosi damar mili lo mimsul shlech. So we have a debate here between mei and Rav Yosi is mili mimsul shlech, mili lo mimsul shlech. There's a famous from the Pesugia, there's a test in the year and six perek. It seems like it's a function of Shleach Sheni, meaning can the Shleach Rishon appoint the Shleach Sheni? And that is indeed the Shita of most Mepharshim. The Ma'arit, the son of the Mapit, of Yosef Mitarani, he has a tshuva where he argues that even Shleach Rishon is a problem, that you can't give over a Shlichus for Mili. Source number two, Vesu Dafka Litruma Hudis Rabbi Lashlichos. I mean, he has, obviously has a problem because the makor for shlichos, one of the makors for shlichos, being in the second parak of Kedushin, is Truma. And Truma means you're telling somebody to be mafish. You're not giving him a get, you're not giving him a get, you're just telling him to do something. So that's really Mili. And yet that works. So the Maharit says Truma is different. This is a long Truma, it's only about part of it. Vesu Dafka Litruma, the Maharit comes over there. We're holding by the Maharit. And second source, Dafka the Truma who is Rabbi Shlichus, Kamatem Kadavinam Rishish Makadish, Abam the Hakdish Ainbo Din Shlichus. If you tell somebody to go, we mock you something, that's Mili. Shinir Eliad Varim Shim Amal Adam Khabir Tzika Hakdish Shor Echa Mishvari, Ainbo Din Hakdish to Mili Ninu Vakavalan Mili and Winston Shliach. So the Maharit says explicitly, tell somebody to mock you something, that can't work. That's called Mili. Now, obviously, he has to do some. It's like it's a very subtle chilek here between telling somebody to be mafish truma and telling somebody to be mafish. Seems pretty much the same. So he says, "Yesh lomar the machshava de truma haya yodeya de chemaisa dami." So since truma works for machshava, so therefore it's like a maisa. The chesiv v'nechshav lachem trumaskan v'havya ki'ilu taram v'yadayim. So again, to figure out the exact difference is important. We're not going to do it right now. What's the significance of the fact that Truma could be Mufrash through Machshava? Why does that make it more of a Maisa? But the fundamental Shita of the Ma'arit is that Mili is a problem even by Shliach Rishon. Famous Shita. It's famous because it's so problematic, because they're biased all over Shas. Why this isn't true, and people roll their sleeves trying to prove or disprove the Maharit. So just for example, the Rabbi Yehuda here jumps on the Maharit. Valkuf divrei Mahari tarani v'mechilas kvodo divrei shkagah. It's wrong. Okay, he's taking on the Maharit. V'mo'olni tamal gadol kamosa ech palta kol musam shkiyazah. How can this gadol make such a mistake? D'ma damin en rilu l'misur ha-shaliach ha'inu she'in ha-shaliach yachol ha'asa shaliach ha'tomu ha-shaliach she'ini. Kim furish rash we sakh skit in the haftas amar the lamash we should actually must have him el dvarim in dvarim kokh we us kozim im sorry it's important rash we'll get back to that soon im dvarim kokh we us im sorry ma'ach so it's only by the shlech rishon he can make a shlech shein or he calls them who the indian she in a shlech yochol lim sorry dvarim we should yach acher we can suge the samach vav kol shak le tarya im shdech yochol lim sorry sofer acher le edim acher le chosman. The exact thing the Marit said, it doesn't work, says the Yehuda, of course it works. If you tell somebody to mafki something, of course it works. The Kaimalan called Torah Kulash, Shulach Shalom Kamoso. Rakim Zeh Shaliach, Yoko, Leos, Masa, Shaliach Sheni. The question only is, if the Shaliach Rishon makes Shaliach Sheni by Mili, maybe that doesn't work. That's the Machlokes from Meir and Rav Yosi. Aval shliach rishon yochel lios gam the dvarim al. Leidati ech nevel miagon maharid mitarani asher nihiri lei kol shvili the shas right? The Marita Ayin Oshas, and there's a Ferish Gemara Nedarim of Ayin Beis, and so Yehi Nazir, the Omer Lachi Trabas Kol Nedarim Shetidor Ishti Hefer La, the Sover of Yonasan, the Yochel Hafer Shlupas Lanachamoso. So one day in Amoraim, you can make a Shaliach for a Faris Nedarim. Says the Navi Yehuda, a Faris Nedarim isn't a Maisa, it's Mili, and you can make a Shaliach. So you see, it's Muchach, that Mili is Mimser L'Shinach Rishon. After Yoshi, the Poly kind of demiate crowd, Ishai Firenu, even if you hold that you can't make a Shaliach for a Farah, that's because it's special there's a custom of Isha, her husband, Ishai Firenu, and not a Shaliach. Well, he loved Krah, he must be half a Ayn Shabbat Mar. And first, the Baal Yachal Himser, Tvarim, Lishlucho, Hafaro, who rock Mili, Kuma Hektesh, or King of Hawking, Matsi, Lashavi, Shaliach, Mahafir, Lishta. This is just one example of many of people who bring riots against the Chiddush and the Mahar. So I just want to discuss for a minute the Sheikh of the Maharit, Maharit, Mili, Shaliach Rishon. So what's the Svarach of the Maharit? So what are you talking about? Let's forget about the rest of Shas. And some of it. I don't have to forget about it. I don't know the rest of Shas. So it's easy to forget about it. The Sita itself is Mili Nimser the Shliach Rishon. Why would it not work? What would the Svarach be for the Maharit? So let's just focus on the words. Mimser Ran the Shliach.
That fits well with the cloud, meaning with the words of the cloud.
It fits literally. Mimser. The shaliach. Let's see the shaliach. It's a shaliach. Right? Okay. 100%. But I'm asking how it works. Why doesn't it work? What's the chisarn? Is the chisarn in the chalos shlichus, or is the chisarn in the minun? So the word mimseran are meaning most of it. It's the minun. And the shaliach might refer to the chalos. So yesh lachkor is the chisaron of mili by shliach rishon for the maharit a chisaron in the minoy of the shlichus in the tzeiruf whatever, or is it a chisaron in the chalos shlichus? Maybe there's no such thing as a chalos shlichus for mili. So if you look here at some sofer, here's a shuf about this. Source number 4. V'yinei b'chol tzar shlichus alanu kamoso shlichus as a shliach. V'al korcha chad milim is a shliach b'shem d'lo yalfin an shlichus elmi kedushin. The Gerushin, the Truma, of a Kulu, Iko Maisa, of Al Mili Grady Lashkechan. What's the Ksam Sover saying? Then why do we say that Mili is not the Mimsa on the Shaliach? Because what's our Makar?
Maisa.
Okay, you have to figure out why Truma is a Maisa, but okay. We already tried to deal with that. Kedushin and Gerushin are clearly no Maisa. So what's the Ksam Sover saying? Is it a chisar in the minoy or in the chalos?
In the chalos.
There's no chalos shlichus. There's no marker for it. There's no. And likewise, the efshar od the afina miyafaris baal the chesid isha yifirenu v'lo ashaliach. What was the raya of Yehuda? Source number 3. What was the raya of Yehuda against the marit? Afaris darim. What was the raya that we have a pasuk that teaches me that there's no afara by the darim must be everywhere else. There is, there's no hafara, but shlichus must be everywhere else. There is shlichus by something not like hafara, namely mili. What did the Ksam Sofer do? He turned it on its head. He said that kufa is the mokar. The fact that we learned that there's no hafara, the shliach shows, so being now, the called kula, there's no hafara, there's no shlichus rather by mili. Okay, interesting. So we have two opinions in the Ksam Sofer, either there's no makor, right? Put on the board here. Pardon?
The Ksam Sofer, what's he doing here in this Chisho?
He's discussing Shita Marit, yeah. Discussing Shita Marit.
The Marit,
yeah? The Svar of the Marit. Either there's no makor, it's actually interesting. Either there's no makor or there's a makor against it. What's the difference between these two Shatim? What's the default according to Ksam Sofer? According to the first day of the Ksam Sofer, what's the default? Should you say there is shlichus or not?
Fundamentally, there's no reason to exclude it fundamentally, just for my sake, mocker for it.
So I would have formulated it a little different. I would have said that there's no mocker, so fundamentally assuming that okay, I mean, let's say the second day. The second day says you have a meal. So fundamentally what? There is. It's just there's a mute. I was timing, not like Natan, that the first day says that there's no makar, we don't reason to assume a word exists, there's no makar for it. Which is just interesting because in the same piece he's like taking a totally different perspective on what's the default, which is, you know, just interesting sort of spot its own. Okay, maybe you didn't get to with that. Then I hear you timing. Either way, the Chassam Sofer clearly is dealing with the chalos. There's no chalos, either because we have a makar against it or we have no makar for it, and therefore there's no such thing as shlichos v'mili. Rav Shik is Talmud Chassam Sofer of Moshe Shik. He says, he quotes Rashi, there's a strange Rashi. I'm sure you noticed here on Ayin Aleph, Rashi says that Lamanda Amar Mili Mimsaran, it's because it's Derech Eretz. It's normal. So, Lachron Radayek, that means the Lamanda Amar says, Lo Mimsaran, because it's Lo Derech Eretz, which is, you know, hard to know if that's really correct. And what does Derech Eretz mean? So, if you look at the Maram Shik, he says, Pirish Rashi, the Derech Masas Shaliach Lamili, which again, Rashi doesn't actually say that, it's like a Diyuk in Rashi. The Yesh Lafarish, and the Koch Seah, have the Raka Smachta. The Lamoil, Kamo Kol Damar, Shemin Darko Lichnos, Ein Amoil, Kinyan Bom. Says Maram Shik, the Chiddush, that if a person makes a shliach to do an action, so he's serious. You know, go mekadesh a woman, go divorce a woman. If I tell a person to go machir something, to go imachir something, these are just words, and therefore there's a chisaron in the smichas das of the mishaleach. So if I ask you, according to the Maram Shik, is this a chisaron in the chalos or in the minoy? What would you tie now? Sakhar the Minoy. Sakhar the Minoy. Maharam Shik. Again, it's hard to believe that Rashi holds like Marit, just for the record, meaning Marit is usually understood to be a Das Yachin. There are a couple of people who hold like Marit. There's discussions in some of the Chronin, maybe some other Shitas, but it's not like a mainstream Shita. So it's hard to imagine Rashi holds like Marit, but the Maharam Shik is assuming that one. He's assuming that this Svara, it's ain't darko, it's bekach, it's like an asmachta, you don't really mean it. That's really the svara for the Maharit. Yes?
In the Chassam Sofer, the reason why there's no makar is just you don't find it, therefore there's no...
Either there's no makar for it, or there's a makar against it. That's the difference.
It's not a svara per se, it's like we don't find shlichus b'mile.
Right, right.
So
I mean, if shlichus is a chiddush, so if there's no makar, so there's no... It was never said by that. He's not giving like a, it's not really respectful, like a, there's a kasuv, either there's a lack of a makar or there is a makar faker. The Arab Shik is giving the svara, and again, it's a hard svara to, you know, you have to say svara fucha, because we have machlokes of Meir and Rav Yossi.
Right.
So it's derech eretz, it's not derech eretz. It's like, it's not something you'd want to say. And Rashi doesn't actually say it, so, but the Arab Shik is saying it for Rashi. Okay. Just say it. So I want to work with this chakira for a moment and discuss a couple of nafkaminas just very briefly.
In the Maharit.
We're starting just with the Maharit. It's a huge sugya. We're going to try to discuss the Maharit, and then we're going to talk about Shidas Rashi and Chavtes, the other Rashi. There are obviously a lot more to talk about. You know, you look at the Rambam, it's a problem in the Minoy, you know, of the Tzibi Abal, rather, meaning there are other ways of looking at it, Lishma, there are different ways of understanding. With Kharamili, I want to focus on Shidas Rashi, first the Maharit, and then the Shidas Rashi. So, in terms of this chakir, we have a shayla. Why does the Maharit hold the shliach rishonos work? Is it because it's a chetar in the mino? Is it a chetar in the chalos? Couple of nafkaminas, just briefly. There's a famous shita where the Itter quotes it, the Rashba quotes it, that through a kinyan you can overcome mili. Meaning, even though mili no misun shliach, if you do a kinyan, so then kinyan sudar, then when you make the shliach, then you can be moser mili. Says the Rashba. So, number six, mili. It's a Gemara in Kedushin Mamalev. Shlech osa shlech. Chore is like mili, right? Or chore is like, I mean, it runs into a problem of mili potentially. You tell Rishlam a shlech di day, mashvi shlech. So if he has the get, he can give the get to the next one. Or shlech di dav is a shlech of Kabbalah.
Right.
How can she make another shlech? Hechi mashvi shlech ha mili ninu mili lamizra shlech. Zimim a mevi. Tiritz Rav Barcelona. It's like Ram says in Mechira, Perek Hei, Chaf or so, that when you do a kinyan and make shlichos, the minhag is to do a kinyan.
He says it's wrong.
Right, the Rambam, the way the Rambam says it is that it's just like, you know, it doesn't really mean anything. The way the Priskers learn the Rambam is that, no, because the Kinyan Sutras are Kinyan Das, so you want to show you're serious. So I'm reading the Rambam, you know, based on the Priskers. Okay, just 100%. Is there any other way to read the Rambam? There is. Okay. Anyway, just kidding. But Lamaisa, I want to argue that what? Nafmira 101, Shaliach in Kinyan. If someone else didn't make a Kenyan, what do you mean? What's the Kenyan doing? Oh, it shows I'm serious. If it shows I'm serious, if it's a Chesaron Nechalos, is it going to help me or not?
No.
There's no Chalos. There's the Shlichus is a special Parsha. It was never said by Mili. But if it's a Chesaron in the Mina, you aren't really serious when you tell somebody just to say something, not to do something. So then, if you show your seriousness by the fact that you did a Maisa Kenyan, maybe that can compensate. So if you look here in the Maram Shik, the source number 7, Lefisa after Lahavi Mashakosa for Ashbov, Rosh Perak, Aishma Kadesh, the Ishawim, the Kinyan and Shaliach, Yochel Asa Shaliach, Lahanal, Hatam, Hoyo, the Ain Derek Lasa Shaliach, La Oli Masiyaso, at the Avi Shaliach, the Kinyan Ain Shab. So the Maram Shik connects this explicitly. He says that if it's a Chisaran in the Minoy, if you do a Maisa Kinyan, you can compensate for that Chisaran, and it shows you're serious, and therefore immediately will be Mimsar through a Maisa Kinyan. Okay? Just briefly, a couple other nafkaminas. What about shlichus on something when there's no actual act that you want to accomplish? Meaning, it's mili that's always going to be mili. So, for example, if we look here in the Tiferes Yisrael, verse number 8, well, ein lahakshos lamali krav yeshuas ha'edus ein mashpin al yidei shlich. Some of the achronim ask the marit. Ferish Gemara, another Ferish Gemara, lots of Ferish Gemara against Marit. What's the Ferish Gemara? There's a Gemara in Shavuos, and Daf Nun Hey, that says that when you somebody owes you Edus, there's a din of Shavuos Edus. You go and you ask them for Edus, and of course they lie, and they're chai of Shavuos Edus. Meaning, if they take the Shavuos and they lie, so then they're okay. So, let's say I don't have the energy to schlep to the fellow to go to court. I want to send my secretary to obey the Edus. Is that sufficient? So the Gemara says, pardon? Right. So, Ein Mashvin Al Yeshaliach. Ein Mashvin Al Yeshaliach. Yeah, it's a personal thing. You have to be there. He has to look you in the eye and say, I don't know the Edus. You can lie to your secretary. So, asks the Achronim, I don't understand. Mili. Of course you can't be Shlichus. Of course you can't. It's Mili. So, of course, there's no Shlichus. You don't need a Mio. The fact that you need a Mio shows that Mili is Mimsa Lishaliach. So says the Mahari, it says the Tiferes Yisrael, the Chorus of the Kasher, but loza mili lo mimsa l'shliach. Uveni harav morenu ha-ga'on or v'borach yitzchak shlita, is the son of the Tiferes Yisrael, tirex, tahacha, t'chol ha-inyin rak mili heim, k'shvuos v'nadarim sh'ein ben maisa klal, chai gav the mili mimsa l'shliach. So even though the Mahari says mili lo mimsa l'shliach, it's only things that I tell a person to go be maktish. I tell a person to go be mafkir. In the end, they're going to do something. They're going to be mafkir. They're going to be maktish. But if I tell him to just say something, and there's no actual effect to those words, he just says the edus, another person says, I don't have the edus. I don't know the edus. Or an example that we had earlier this year, we wrote the Prusko for a shun, right? So sometimes people are hard, they're older, it's hard for them to go to a bezdin. So they ask, you know, somebody to be a shaliach. Can you be a shaliach to write a prusbul for me? No problem, right? Can you be, you're a shaliach to go to the bezdin to ask them to write a prusbul on his behalf? Right? I did this. My father has a hard time getting around. I mean, thank God he's healthy, but he asked me if to be a shaliach. So some of them are upset about this. How can you be a shaliach to be most of the sharas to bezdin? Why not? Why is that a problem? It's mili. Maybe it's mili, right? Some of the Quran say it's mili. Again, assuming that there's a problem with mili by Shaliach Rishon. So, the Brikha Yosef quotes this Deya, this is the Deya of Mari Kash, of Yaakov Castro, that there's a problem with mili. And it's not on the sheet, I'm sorry, I didn't have room. But the Brikha Yosef says, that's not mili. All he's doing is telling Bezdin that this fellow wants to be Moser Shtaros. That's not like, you know, being mafki or something, or being mafki or something. And therefore, there's no issue of mili in this case. So, again, nafkamina number 2, mili she'ein behem shum maisa besof. Meaning there's no actual It's no act. It's not like I tell this person to go imaskir, it's not like to go imaskir. I just tell a person to go and say it. Just tell the Besdin that he wants to be Moser Sharas. I tell, I'm Tobe Edus. So is there a problem with Mili in this case? So what's the son of the Tveresh Shal saying? There's no concern of Mili in this problem, in this case. So if Mili is a fundamental problem, that there's no Chalosh Shlichus by Mili, then what would you say? Would you agree with the Chiddush of the son of the Tveresh Shal, or would you reject it? You reject it. Why do you reject it? Because there's no Chalosh. It can't be a Shaliach unless you have something in your hands. Whereas if you say it's a problem of whether you really meant it, okay, maybe when I say go be Makdish, I didn't really mean it. Because like the Hekdish isn't here, and I'm not giving you over anything, I'm just asking you to do it. But here, I just meant it, you're not doing anything. So of course I meant it. I wasn't asking for anything. The wrath of what we need isn't so high. Because I just said, be most of my sharos, you know, to be Tomeinus. And therefore, it should be sufficient. It's not Mukhra, but it's possible. Likewise, just very briefly, if you look at the source number 9, the Chassav Sofer, Amili by Bittel Dover, he Haya Nira Lomar, Nira Lilakayim Shitasi, he's trying to defend the Marit. It's fascinating that even though this is a Shita, that's such a Dachuk Shita, Das Yachid, the Chronim go to town, it's like very labelly. So it's just interesting that they took it very seriously. Like I would have said, like Mehekatesi. But no, they took it very seriously and they really tried to, you know, explain the Shita. Haya Nira Lilakayim Shitasi, what Tikshav Mihanal, we discussed the question of sugi and darim, hafaras and darim, a special miut there. The svarasa the in koach b'mili hanim sarim l'shliach v'hurku mi'mashaleach l'shliach sheyifalu v'yichadshu davar kigon hakdesh sheyischadish imin chadash sheyachal shem hektish v'yetze al yidei zeh mishus b'aylim mishus hektish. To make a shliach that's going to do something, it's just mili doesn't work. I can't make a shliach to be makdish. It's not going to be mine. It'll belong to Hekdesh. I can't make a shliach to be mafkich. But the dibur dibur. So says the Chav Sofer. Why is it that you can make a shliach for hafaras and darim? Because when you're mafkir and darim, what are you doing? Are you doing anything significant? You're just saying, you're just Asi Dibor, Vata Dibor. It's kind of along the lines of this previous Nachmina, when the Mili doesn't really have any act involved, you're just being Modiya something to the Besdin, you're just being Tovea Eidus. So to here, you're just being Vata Dibor. Vata Dibor, apparently, is also the act, it's Asi Dibor, Vata Dibor, and therefore, you can, even the Marit would say that Mili would be, what? Again, the question is, according to the Marit, can you make a Shaliach who's going to mevatel dibur? A shaliach for a first dar. The Gemara is a special liyah that you can't take a shaliach for a first dar.
Right.
So what do you need it for? All according to ask.
Right.
So says Chav Sofer, no, even the Marit holds you can make a shaliach for a first dar had not been for that special miyut. Because I think what he's saying is that it's not concerned with the chalol shlichus. It's just concerned whether you mean it. So when I say, oh, go be machdish my cow, I don't really mean it.
I think it right here he's also when he's talking about Bittul, he's talking about Bittul Shliach, meaning appointing a Shliach to be Mevatel Shliach.
Okay.
It's parallel, but I think that's just when he's talking here about Bittul, Mevatel Dibur Shalvayelin.
So to want to appoint a Shliach to Mevatel Shliach.
Right, the Sugya there at the beginning of HaShliach, where the Gemara says that you can appoint. If you send a shliach to a forget, you can appoint another shliach to go and be in the battle.
Okay.
So that's what he said.
Okay.
That's only
what he said. So I got sidetracked by the sugya and darim. Okay, fine. Either way, it's the same fundamental. It's the same idea. If you hold that there's no chalosh shliach on mili, so then there's nothing to talk about. Whereas if you say shekhtar on minoi, so you could say it's not mukhach, but you could say that in these circumstances, there's no actual act, significant act, and therefore you do mean it. The chesaron that we don't think you meant it doesn't apply. You know, if you're going to lose your cow, you're going to mafkir your house, so you didn't mean it. But if you're just doing this, so maybe you did mean it. Okay. And just finally, there's an interesting Imre Moshe. We discussed previously in Chabura about shlichus in general, what the nature of shlichus is, to what extent is a shlichus adam kamosu mamish, or to what extent is just the yada richta. So the Imre Moshe actually connects us to the sugya mili, not surprisingly. He argues, let's read it inside. The Yoser, Imam Moshe was the Rav of the Toras Chesed Yeshiva in Brisk. He died in like 100 years ago, 1930 or so. And he was Talmud Reb Chaim. So he says it like this. V'yoseh yeshlomar de'ikr chidushu shel marit de'gam shliach rishon lomahani v'mili hu rak yishliach lohave kigufo mamish da'al kein yeshlomar da'al mili lenitzvas din shlucho kamoso. So says the Emir Moshe, if shlichos means kamoso mamish, then mili would be mimisur l'shliach. But if you hold that shlichos is just, you know, the Yad HaRichta, so he's Yad HaRichta for Maisim. He's only Yad HaRichta, but if he's Mamash Kamoso, then he'd be able to be a Shliach even for Mili. Tal Korcha Yishlomet al Mili L'nitvas Din Shlucho Kamoso. Val I Nase Kegufo Mamish Yishlomet al Mili L'nitvas HaShlicho Sliyos Yadot Ki Yadot Upiv Kepiv Vekdesh HaShliach Chal Hektish. When Hektish HaShliach Chal Hektish. So he wants to say that if you hold that Shlucho Adam is Kamoso Mamish, then Mili works. So basically, and then through the whole piece, but he argues in the end that the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, if Mili is Mimsu and the Shaliach or not, is that machlokes actually does work. And if you hold Mili is Mimsu and the Shaliach, you hold it's Kamoso Mamish, and then he's Kamoso then. And if you hold it's not Kamoso Mamish, it's just Yonder, then you say maybe Mili is Lom Mimsu and the Shaliach. Like, obviously, you could argue with this.
Yeah, and maybe, funny, I would have said, because
they
Brisker would have said the opposite.
Right.
If need Samchut and Bibles in order to create Shlichus. So that if you're trying to create a higher level of Shlichus, you assume you need more Samchut. So Mili might not work to create that more ambitious Shlichus. Uh-huh. But to create like a lesser level of Shlichus, so maybe you could get away with just a Mili.
Say it again, you're saying that if it's higher?
For a higher level of Shlichus, you need more Bibles to create that type of Shlichus. So you might think that maybe Mili is a Pisaran in your Bibles, because you're not. Part of Samhut is you have to give him something.
Yeah, but you saw the mechanism of Shlini, I hear that. But for you, the Bible, why? You're the Bible. Well, why?
No, because you're not carrying the Bible over Mili. Mili is.
Whether I can make, I can not make. I'm the Bible.
But there's no Samhut. I'm not giving you anything. There's nothing for me
you're not really,
to give to you.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
There's no transfer of Bibles. How could I take my Bibles?
It's personal.
There's Rufo. I have mine.
Right. I mean, this is like the Achilles heel. We spoke about this, of the Kamoso Mamish. The Kamoso Mamish, he's saying, is stronger. And not them saying, no, the Kamoso Mamish.
You need more to create it.
It's a personal thing, and therefore you can't transfer that, really.
Right, unless you have, you know, if you give him the get, so then maybe.
Right, okay. So it's just interesting, in Moshe, why am I bringing this here? Because what's Imam Moshe assuming? Is it starting in the chalos or starting in the minu? According to Imam Moshe.
Chalos, no?
In the chalos. Why in the chalos? He's talking about how the chalos work. Is the chalos kamoso mamish or is the chalos not kamoso mamish? He's not assuming it's a function of how serious you are, you know, how much das you have in terms of darko, b'kachter, heretz, and l'chuli. That's interesting, and it touches on, you know, the topic in general, it's obviously, you know, a chiddush to say that this machlokes, you know, about how shlichus works is really the machlokes tanaim. Interesting suggestion. Okay, in the time I have left, I want to talk about Shitas Rashi. Like I said before, it's a very, very big sugya. There are many different ways of looking at this. There is another Rashi. The Rashi on Ayin Aleph is a little bit of a tzarchiyim, because he really talks about the mandamar mimsaran. And it's not even clear what he would say about Lo Mimsaran, and the Achronim say what they say, but it's not really, it's all speculation. Rashi and Chavtes is very, very clear. Rashi and Chavtes, here I have source number 11. Hasamay time is Lomash v'Shaliach Shulamaser lehem eladvarim ve'ein b'dvarim koach liyaschozim v'nimsarim la'acher ein b'dvarim koach liyaschozim v'nimsarim la'acher v'alget islay mashasha chozim v'nimsar. Get has a mashasha, it could be chozim v'nimsar. So Rashi is telling us something. It's not clear what he's saying, but at least something to work with, something explicit, not like Rashi and Ayin Aleph, which really doesn't say anything. So there are different ways of looking at this Rashi. Rashi, Chavtes. Ein, what was Lashon? Ein,
Bidvarim
Koach. Ein, Bidvarim Koach. Liyo Simsarim. So you tell me, what are you Taina? How can you understand this Rashi?
He's saying similarly to the we saw earlier about the Rav Bartzaloni, about if you concretize the community with some type of kinyan or some physical, you know, physical object, then it will be able to be closer. Is he saying similarly?
Maria Bartzaloni is talking about how to fix the problem. I'm asking you what the problem is in the first place. What's the problem? What's wrong with Mili? What does it mean? Ein dvarim koach. You're talking already about how to fix it. Let's take a step back. What's the problem with it?
It's not transferable.
It's not transferable. Why not? Why not?
It's too amorphous. There's nothing there. I mean, the only thing that was given.
Okay, we're talking about
the only thing that was given to the Shliach Rishon was like the tzivur to the initial Baal, but like once all he has is Dvarim, so like he has not, he's not the real Baal, and all he has is Dvarim, so he's nothing to give.
So it's a chesaron and tzivur.
Yeah.
It's a chesaron and tzivur. Maybe ain't tzivur. Meaning you're too far removed. The Shliach Rishon, okay, he was told. Shliach Sheni, he never saw the Mishaleh. There's like a disconnect.
Ain't
Dvarim Koach. There's no. What was the word you said before? Tangible? You said there's something.
Yeah, it's like it's too amorphous.
It's too amorphous. So amorphous. There's no tziruf l'mishaleh.
If you had something tangible, then it wouldn't be. Then it would be a tziruf.
Right. That's the next line of Rashi. What's the Rashi say? Aval get isle mashasha chozer v'nims. Okay. So it's a question of the tziruf. That's one way of understanding it. Yafet. How else can you understand it? So look here at the Bikure Yosef. Bikure Yosef is written by Yosef Huttner. He lived in Aishashok, which is a city near Radin. Had a yeshiva. Radin was like a tiny city. And he was the Rebbe of Chavetz Chaim. One of the Rebbe. Nachum was, yeah, one of the Rebbe of Chavetz Chaim. Nachum was one Rebbe, and the other was Yosef Huttner, Bikure Yosef. So he says like this. Vahecha the Eina Ose. You know who Rosenzweig's mother-in-law was from Aishashok, and she wrote like a 1,000-page book about that shtetl. Yeah. Anyway, she was very into Holocaust studies. Yeah, there's a whole discussion about the book, if people, some people like this, some people don't like it, but she wrote like a 900, it's like 900 years of Aishashok. Anyway, Hecha de Eina Ose L'Shaliach Ela Lomer L'Ploni. We make a Shaliach Lomer L'Ploni. Hahave mili ba'alma lina shliach rishon ena nasa shliach ala amira elze ein shlichos nitpas al mili. I'll read it again. Aval hecha the ena osa shliach el lomar ploni hahave mili ba'alma lina shliach rishon ena nasa shliach ala amira elze ein shlichos nitpas al mili. It's not nitpas. Av Rashi begit in kosav ena chozim yusarin La'acher, ikar kavana de ein harisha nase kebailim lios chozer mosem v'zevar. Ein harisha nase kebailim. I think the Bikura Yosef is saying a different thing. It's not a question of tziruv to the mishaleach, but rather what? The first shaliach isn't. It's always in their jurisdiction. He's not considered a bailim to be able to emane another shaliach.
Okay, but why not? What's the chisar in his Bibles?
Maybe he was only given shlichus to do, not to be mana. He wasn't. It's a chisar in the. In
well, the is that's like an umduna and das, like when someone makes a shift for mila, it's supposed to like give something tangible.
If you have something in your hands, then you're in the violin. You're the baldomer. You have the credit card. You can go ahead with it. If you're just called to do to say something, so then it's not, you're not considered a violin enough to be able to be mana. The ability to make shlichus is a function of bailis, right? It's like kol milsa isa b'shlichus isa b'tznai. Are you considered a bailim over something? So you're not considered a bailim if you don't have anything in your hand. It's not a chisaron that you're too far removed from the mishaleh, but it's a chisaron that you yourself are not considered a bailim. Different mahal. If you look at the Shlomo Meishiv, Shlomo Nathanson, he has a slightly different understanding. Nira lo amar the Indian who he made the emes kedushin v'malef yalfina b'shlichus minatara mikra nurf pesuk imahayim b'shlichus l'anamos. How like about Dover? The Aslan. As he says, he's over. Does it not mean that Asiya Shemosul is a Dover? Amina and who? Kibal Dover. The Osa Esek. The Nasik Shigufa Meshalech. The Imkain Shab Yakov Li Asa Shliach Sheni. Kibal Dover Yakov Asa Shliach Dafina Mikra. This actually sounds very similar to Bavio. So if he switches in a second, Only once he does it, is he really a shliach. In Cain, in a mukdar b'shem b'davar, because much of us are, in a rakshay shliach. In Cain, in ma kocho yofeh, shliyase shliach. Anu lo manu raksha b'davar yachol lasa shliach. Zer shliach, od in olav, toras b'davar, v'lo yachol lasa shliach shem. Within here, come on, is Rashi, it gives it, that's a test. She calls it, in koach, v'dvarim, yos, I'm sorry, acher, I'm sure the dvarim, lo yusar minha kra b'shem shliach rak shliach shemo ve'in shliach ose shliach shliach sheshalach oso ve'in mekocho lishloach acher v'ze bor mo'od v'thi anias adait. So is it the same thing as the beginning of Yosef? It could be, I'm not sure if he's saying this, but it could be it's a chesaron. Or not, it says it's not the Bible, maybe he's not even a shaliach.
Maybe he's not even saying like the exact
same. He's a shaliach, but he's not
a shaliach.
I just understand that shaliach, that like the tzad, that shaliach kamuso means not that you become the Bible, but rather it means that when you do the maisa, so it's ilu, the Bible
didn't do it. He didn't do a maisa.
He
didn't do a maisa, so there's no shame shaliach. Ain shame shaliach until you do a maisa.
Well, he says he's a shame shaliach, but he's not a.
It's not kamosa. Yeah, right. Okay, so I'm not sure if it's so different than what he's from. Certainly, in Sfara, they're different days. Meaning, one day, the first day is that it's tziruf. That the mili, there's no. The shaliach mishon can't create a tziruf to the mashaliach. He can't remind the shaliach sheni. There's no tziruf to the shaliach sheni in the mashaliach. Second day is that no. It's not a question of the tziruf, it's a question that he has no jurisdiction. He's not the bialim in order to be able to do it. He has no right to make another shliach. He was told what to do. He can't. He's not the Baal Bais. The third understanding, which might be able to be understood through the shul relationship or stand alone, is that you're only a shliach when if there's no act, there's no chefetz. You're only a shem shliach when you do what you're supposed to be doing. But here you didn't do it. Here you pass it on to somebody else. So a mela, like you don't have a shem shliach. It's like a missing link. Of course, the mela also have a tzirif, but it's like a fundamental, more fundamental. There's no shem shliach. That by Mili, there's no shame shaliach. The shaliach Rishon, who was not given a get, he wasn't given something tangible, he's not really a shaliach until he does something. And if he just doesn't mind something, so then he basically just took the shalichas and ran into the ground, and maybe he's not a shaliach. Something like that. Okay? You guys are okay with that, as far as? You want to review it?
First time you said, I didn't help the third one so much. Ain't shame shaliach. By that different name.
Meaning, the Ein Seraph means that he can make another shaliach. It's just that that shaliach is not connected to the bialim. Ein of bialim means he has no right. When you're given a shlichus without a chefetz, you just have to do it. You have enough of bialim to create. This is more a technicality. What gives you a shame shaliach? So if you have an object, you're a shaliach. You don't have an object, you're only a shaliach when you fulfill it. When you do what you were so told to do. So I go to, he tells me to go be, to Makdish. So when I'm Makdish, it shows I fulfill my shlichus. But if I'm told to be Makdish, and then I just tell somebody else to be Makdish, I'm busy, I have to go to the doctor. Tell somebody else to be Makdish, so I never really became a shliach, so there's like a missing link. The shlichus kind of is like batel, toch kedei, and therefore it can't be fulfilled.
That's me called.
Yeah, I mean, again, the lashon that we see with Baldover sounds a little more like the bialis, but
I mean,
I don't think he means that. I think he means like the shame shaliach. So, just briefly, a couple of nachmanides to this question. If you look here in source number 14, the Shulam Meshav deals with an interesting question. If you were moser shlichus, you get a get. So you get a get, you can give a get, no problem. It's no mili, you have to get.
Right.
Let's say you don't have the get. You got the get and you gave it to Bezdin. Or you got the get and you gave it to a person who then couldn't fulfill the shlichus. This guy gave it to Shliach, and this guy, he has a family, some tragedy, he has to go to Levi. So you remind another Shliach. But where's the get? I get a get, and I give it to Reuven. And Reuven finds out he has to go to Levi. He calls him, I can't, sorry buddy, I can't do the shlichus. So I say, listen, no problem. Shimon, you take the get. I give the get to Shimon. I'm the shlich region. I didn't give it directly to Shimon. I gave it to Reuben. Reuben can't fulfill the shlichus. So I tell Shimon, you go pick it up from Reuben's house. Go pick it up from Reuben's house. Is that okay? Is that a problem merely or not? There is a get. What did Rashi say? Rashi said, I'll get.
So if it's a function of vilos, so I have a get. I was given a get. I give it to Reuben. Reuben can't do it. I'll tell Shimon to pick it up from Reuben's house. No problem, right? But if it's a chisaron in the Shem Shliach, right? Well, let's say it's a question of tzirif. Function of tzirif. It could be you need to give the get to the next shliach in order to create the tzirif. Right? Meaning, I gave the get to Reuben, Reuben can't deliver it. So I tell Shimon, listen Shimon, pick it up from Reuben's house. Okay, it could be totally intrigued, you take it out of the karka, is that a problem here? But if you look at the Shalom Eishiv, he says, in Cain, the Khan, she in a nosin, a shliach, a rishon, a shliach, sheni. Dover, rak, omer, lo, she also get, she shalach, a shliach, achim, yinosin, liyoto, it ain't a dibur bilvad, it's only dibur, ain't a ela, dibur bilvad, the limbs of the shliach, she anas, a shliach, a day, diburo bilvad. So again, if it's a question of bailus, it's not a problem. Because you were the bailus, you were given the get. So now the get's in my Reuven, so you tell Shimon to pick it up from his house. Not a problem. If it's a chesaron in Seraf, and maybe even a chesaron in the Shem Shliach, maybe this will be a problem in this circumstance. Another discussion, we are familiar already from the first Mishnah that we discussed. Right, it was in the Mishnah, the question of giving to Beis Din. If you give it to Beis Din, right, so you have a chatas. Is that a problem? Is Mesira the best in? Is Beis Din Moser Mili or not? So if you look at the Ramban, Valima Milsa the Beitina Lemimser Afilu Mili. The Ramban says explicitly that a Beis Din can be Moser Mili. Beis Din can be Moser Mili. So why should that be? So it could be a Beis Din issue. You have how Beis Din operates. It's like a Shliach Beis Din might be. The best thing, right? It might be a shaliach, might be just like a yada with the best thing. But if you want to connect it to Archakira Hayyan and Mili, so you could say that if it's a question of bailus, so the best thing has the bailus. You know, the best thing's in charge. Whereas if it's a question of tseruf, you know, maybe not. Okay. And then lastly, interesting question. Let's say you have a Shlech HaKabbalah. So the Shlech HaKabbalah, let's say, it's not going to make another Shlech HaKabbalah. That would be me. Can the Shlech HaKabbalah be called Bikini Chatzar? If Chatzar works, we then Shlech.
Chatzar,
the Shlech. The woman's mana, a Shlech to Mekabal the get. And he has a Chatzar. Can the husband put her in the Chatzar of the Shlech? So the Beis Yitzchak, Beis Alchanan, discusses this issue. Near the Ayin Yisaiti, the Torah Shulchan Aruch Sfer Bechatzel Oshayach Omer Mili Lo Nimsa Shlech. Shum Da'ar Rashi Begitir in the Choftes. Lachem Al Nimsa Mishum the Ein Koach Betvarim Yoth Mitzvarim. This is Lashon Rashi Ein Koach Betvarim. Yishom Ad Zein Oshayach Rak Im Tzari Chamashalech Ladas Fil Verrotzon HaShaliach Oz Ein Lekoach Lekabal HaShlich Hasmin HaDvarim. Lahecha Da Ein Tzari Rotzon Shaliach, come over Chotzer, the Alkorcha Chmusi, Vadar, Kwan Hashav, Yev Alkorcha, the Shaliach, right? The Chotzer is coming, in Shalomi Taitan. In Rotzo, Abayr, the Masus, Chotzer, and Shaliach, Mahami, Af, Mili. So says the Be'er Yitzchak, that if a Shaliach, the Kabbalah, has a Chotzer, and even if you hold that Chotzer, you have Shlichos, it's not a problem with Mili. It's not a problem, really. Why not? What? Again, the shliach l'kabbalah can't make another shliach. Can he make his chotzer a shliach?
Right.
Again, if you take it literally, the chotzer is a tam shliach.
So who cares if the chotzer is in the bas in the kabbalah of a shliach? Why does that matter?
So, pardon? Say it again.
Yeah, I'm trying to send a video so I can fit into this.
So how would it fit in?
If you view chatzah just an extension of the shliach, it's not really a new shliach. Then you could say there's still a tzeru because the chatzah is not a new step. It's not another step. It's just an extension
right.
of the shliach.
And if it's bailus,
so if it's kind of I don't know. How would
try to remember what I was typing. It's a hard sugya, but it's just one aspect of it, Rashi Shita. There are obviously, like I said, more Rishonim discuss different angles to it, but Mirza Shem, Ot Chazon HaMoed.